and welcome to the very first InternetCases.com podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm Evan Brown, your host and author of the blog found at InternetCases.com. Today is Friday, February 25th, 2005. Podcasting is certainly in its infancy, especially when it comes to law-related blogs. I'm aware of maybe a half dozen or so other law-related podcasts out there. I've taken some inspiration from a couple of excellent podcasts. One of them is hosted by Craig Williams at MayItPleaseTheCourt.net, and Denise Howell hosts another excellent one that is found at her blog, Bag and Baggage, at bagandbaggage.com. If you haven't taken a listen to either of these podcasts, I certainly would recommend that you do so. As for the podcast here on InternetCases.com, I don't know if it's going to become a permanent fixture, but we'll just play it by ear and see how things go as time goes on. I'd like to talk with you today about an interesting case that was featured on the site this past week. It's the case of Dix versus ICT Group, coming to us from the appellate court in the state of Washington. The blog post covering the case was entitled, AOL Does Not Get to Choose Where It Can Be Sued. In this case, the appellate court held that a forum selection clause in America Online's terms of service was not enforceable. Just by way of background here, for general information, a forum selection clause is a widely used device in all sorts of different types of agreements. It provides that if a dispute arises between the parties to the contract, they agree in advance where they will litigate that dispute. Usually it'll provide that they choose the courts of a particular state or a particular federal jurisdiction, and it'll usually state what law applies to the dispute. Oftentimes, a forum selection clause will provide that the parties have agreed to arbitrate their claims. In that case, these provisions are called arbitration clauses. Well, in this case, the plaintiffs were AOL customers who believed that they had been wrongfully charged for extra screen names associated with their accounts that they hadn't signed up for. And I'm sure a few of you listeners to this podcast have had some experience with AOL, so you know what I'm talking about with extra screen names. In this case, the agreement between AOL and the AOL subscribers had a forum selection clause that provided that any dispute would be handled in the state of Virginia. Notwithstanding this forum selection clause, the plaintiffs, when they came up with these allegations against AOL, they filed the lawsuit in the state court of Washington. AOL, citing the forum selection clause, moved to dismiss, and the lower court granted the motion, saying that the only proper place to hear this dispute would be in Virginia. The plaintiffs appealed, and the appellate court, in its decision that was handed down on February 11th, overturned the lower court's decision to dismiss the case. The rationale, the main reasoning for overturning the lower court's decision, was that if the plaintiffs against AOL had not been able to seek relief in Washington, that would have undermined the entire purpose of Washington's consumer protection law. So the case has been sent back to the lower court, and we'll have to see how our plaintiffs' case against AOL on this issue will proceed. So for practitioners who draft agreements like terms of service or really any type of agreement, they should be on the alert that forum selection clauses are sometimes not enforceable. Granted, they're a good idea and a useful device for setting out the rules of the game in advance, but one should be on the lookout for situations such as this one where a court would likely hold that a particular party probably has less bargaining power, and it would be unfair to completely deny that party an entire cause of action under law. In those situations, one would probably be better off in not putting a whole lot of trust in the enforceability of a forum selection clause. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you're still listening at this point, I thank you very much for sticking with it. Please check in from time to time at internetcases.com and add it to your RSS reader if you haven't already done so. If you'd like to send me an email, please send it to ebrown@internetcases.com. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment purposes. If you need legal advice, please be sure to personally consult with a lawyer. Thanks for listening.